welcome back to 11
here
at 10.
In Manitoba, the popular elk calls appear to be the primo
Inez Jasper received her second Juno nomination.
We believe that a diverse array of voices fosters a strong community. Do you hear yourself represented on the radio? If not, add yours to our mix. We provide broadcast training and mentorship. Get in touch with us. Email our program director at ckuw.pd@gmail.com or call 204-786-9782. More voices, more choices. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Mike and Chris, the two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot. On CKUW 95.9
FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in. And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been? Are you giving you 10%?
Today.
Where'd you go?
It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening, so we can say most anything. Nobody's there.
Nobody cares. We're all gonna die
someday. This is our show and nobody's listening.
Friends, how do you do in the city of the Peg? We are the two princes. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
And here we are, and here you are, and welcome to Wednesday, folks. I hope it was a good one. Thursday's coming up right after this. We are your welcome to... We are your farewell to Hump Day, and your hello to the weekend. Because Thursday and Friday don't matter, really. What are you going to do tomorrow?
When did... Remember...
Or school. If you have school tomorrow, don't be listening to the show. Go to bed.
Do you remember when Thursday became the hot night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
When was that?
I figure it's probably 15 years ago when people were like, oh, yeah, I don't need to worry about Wednesday or Friday.
Yeah.
Nobody does anything on Friday. Do you know how many emails I get on a Friday from other offices? None.
None.
Because everyone does their stuff on Tuesday.
Man, I had a great cab driver the other day.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about
it. One of your guys.
Oh, good.
I think his name's
Sam.
He's from Eritrea or something.
Yeah, okay. So, bald guy. Oh, wait. Yeah, bald guy.
I don't know if he's bald. He was very positive.
Has a mustache?
I don't know.
I think I know who's the Sam.
Very positive.
Yeah?
It was nice.
That's great.
It was nice. He just kept saying how great today was and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of our drivers are just delights.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know it today, but most of the time they're just delights. Today I just had yelling matches with drivers all day.
Why?
Oh, they were just dumb.
Mm.
They were rejecting trips that if you reject these trips, because they're trips that people always reject and we need to pick up our customers, right?
Yeah.
So we had 10-minute penalties onto these important work trips.
Right.
Said it's like, yeah, you can, if you don't want to take it, sure, but... You know, that means you don't want to work.
Yeah.
If you don't want to work, don't work.
Yeah.
But I got like 15 calls about this one that everyone just wanted to keep rejecting. And I was just like, well, don't reject a work penalty trip. Simply, you did this to yourselves. And they just kept yelling and yelling. And that was my day. Which was terrible. Because I've been dealing with, like, I think I'm getting some residual...
blowback?
Concussion symptoms from a few weeks ago. Because, like, for the past, like, from Friday, my right side of my face has just been, like, huge cluster headache.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that where you hit it?
No. But, you know, I was good. I did the thing. I mean, I hit myself in the back of the head. Might have been on the right side of the back of my head. But as far as I'm concerned, it was just the back of my head.
Right.
I've been getting this huge cluster headache, which is... You know, potential symptom, potential. It's like a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, up until Monday, it was just awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, when I woke up, I was fine.
Mm.
Everything was amazing.
Good.
The world was brand new. It's like something changed in the last week that just made my life completely better. And my face, it was noticed in my face. It manifested in a lack of facial pain. And then by like 7:55 this morning, it was just back with a vengeance.
Mm.
And it was just like, so I don't know if it's just that my body woke up and remembered that it was in pain, or, which is, you know, 50% chance, or work is just killing me slowly.
Mm.
Which I'm sure everyone can relate to that. That's what work does, I think. Do you know that before humans had jobs, they used to live to like 200? Read the Bible, folks.
Moses lived to like 700.
Because he had no job. He was just wandering the desert.
Yeah.
Just getting his cardio.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, though, that maybe some of those are just like, because it was so long ago and they don't really know what was going on, they just like combined, combined generations?
Yeah, probably. Because nobody knows what aging is. And who knew what a year was?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like 700 days and he was just a baby when he died.
Yeah.
This 2-year-old parting the Red Sea, wandering the desert for 40 days, not years.
Yeah. Yeah, they just made it sound more intense than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, so what's going on?
Oh, you know, living life. Last week was very one-dimensional, but it was a great dimension. So...
what does that mean?
Oh, I fell in love.
Oh, good, good.
Falling in love is an incredible thing, and I hope everyone at home gets it. Someday.
Aren't there many dimensions to that?
Maybe, but like as far as my life goes, how many dimensions are in my life? There's like, you know, love, work, blah blah blah, things I'm doing, but I didn't do much outside of just build an everlasting relationship. We're 7 days in, and it's just gonna last forever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how. Like, there, I can't foresee any instant. Like, yeah, that's what happens, right? You fall in love, and you just stay in love forever, and you never, nothing bad ever happens.
Nope.
No feelings change. Everything is always just amazing.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. And so that's...
so that's your path now?
That's my path that I've built.
Yeah.
And now that it's done, and now that we're at... Now I can let that go a bit and focus on other things again and just sort of, you know, take it for granted that we're going to be in love for the rest of our lives. I'm going to start mistreating her soon, I think.
Okay.
And then it'll still last forever, because feelings don't change, ever. And there's nothing a person can do to ruin good standing with a person. My experience in life, and I'm very experienced in marriage, with all my experiences in marriage, that's always been a truth.
It sounds like you, It sounds like
I really got it all together.
Like, yeah, I think we can look at this in a positive. You... You know where you've gone wrong in the past, and you don't have to go wrong there this time, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't have to be too hard on yourself. You're not going to be perfect, but you can just try to be a decent guy, which I know you are.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Good.
Yeah. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We kissed in public, which is fantastic.
Wow.
I haven't kissed in public in like...
and it wasn't a show-off or anything.
It wasn't a show-off. No, it was just a hi. In like 20 years. I don't think I've kissed in public in like a very long time.
Yeah.
Because my last ex, I would never. Rin, I think we did a couple times, but not very often. Because she never went out with me.
Yeah.
Abby, she'd never go out with me. Who else is there? I'm trying to think. When's the last time you've kissed in public?
I don't know. Every once in a while.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. But yeah.
It's something that I try not to be overly into, but also not overly embarrassed about either.
Yeah.
Just if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice...
because everybody can see that you're in love.
Yeah.
And that your relationship is better than theirs.
I like that. I like that. And it's sort of an open declaration that we like each other. And that's good. If you're willing to let everyone know and you're not keeping someone at home like a ghost. You're not just keeping some ghost at home.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a dark secret that just haunts your life.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I've had way too much experience with that. Sorry, if anybody who has ever loved me has listened to this show, I do apologize. And a few of you I probably really never felt that way about. Like that they were a ghost. But there are a few that were pretty much just ghosts that hung out at home.
Yeah.
Haunting my life. because they just were on into different things, and that's fair, and that's cool. You know, but sometimes it's nice to have someone who likes the same things as you.
Yeah, and I don't think it should be like, I need to have somebody, so I'll take what I can get. I think it should be, if I have somebody in my life, that's cool. If I don't, that's okay.
Yeah.
If somebody comes along and it's nice, then that's great.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I need somebody in my life because yeah. I can't live alone.
Oh, God. But it's weird how it works, like, in weight. Like, all of a sudden, you get, you know, you start seeing this pretty person.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like...
There's, like, 20 people who want to talk
yeah!
to you.
Yeah. Like, I had a show on Saturday. There were, like, 5 people at the show.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them were female.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them hit on me.
Wow.
And it was just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Where were you when I was lonely, you know? And don't get me wrong, I'm glad, because who knows what would
have
been.
You have the confidence. That confidence is noticeable. It's like a pheromone. Yeah. You've found somebody, you're confident in yourself, in that nature. So you're bringing that around, and then other people can sense that confidence, and they're attracted to that.
Yeah. It's wild, though. Confidence is cool, I guess.
I mean, if you wanted to say it in a less than kind way, you could say they can smell the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want to mark your territory has been marked, and they want to. You know,
they're just like, oh, he smells so good, like another woman, because women smell so nice at all times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they even ever need to shower.
Depends on what you like.
It's absolutely not true. Everyone should shower. If you don't like. Maybe not as often as I shower.
How often do you shower?
Like once or twice a day.
Twice a day?
Not often twice a day, but once or twice a day. You know, it depends on if I love myself enough during the day. Then I might need a second shower.
I love myself today. Shower twice today. My shower's cool now because it's so cold in there.
Oh.
Because it's right beside the wall.
Okay.
Like the outside wall.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The bathtub is just... Nice like that's like feet. You know, like there's in houses and apartments, there's like those... Especially, well, older ones especially. Yeah. But newer ones too, because a lot of them aren't built very well.
Yeah.
There's like the sort of insulation dead zones where stuff... Like there's a draft or it's very... Like the bathtub is freezing. Oh. So it's kind of fun getting in the bathtub and it's like so cold and then the hot water comes in.
Yeah.
Or if I'm showering, it's like it gets really steamy. So it's like I'm in a sauna.
Nice.
I love steam.
Yeah.
Did you ever just like turn the hot water all the way up and sit in the bathroom when you're cold, when you have a cold?
No.
That's a fun one.
I should, but it's just such a waste of water.
Since when do you care about that?
I have always cared about the planet. I'm more insulted by
I'd be less insulted if you just said I don't care than trying to placate my eco warrior.
Yeah.
I'm an eco warrior.
You are an eco warrior. Eco warrior.
Eco warrior.
Yeah. But I can have like I could probably have like 6 showers a day and still not be in the shower as long as one of my roommates.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I don't need to know who, but it's one of your roommate how like
he'll be in there for like an hour and a half and I'm like, oh,
in the shower.
The water's always running.
Wow.
It's wild. It's like, how do you do that? I mean, I'd say that I want that in my life, but I would never want to stand in a shower for an hour and a half.
And this isn't even someone who's depressed.
I mean, who's to say?
Yeah,
I hope they're depressed. Because
then you can relate to them.
Yeah, I cannot... unhappy people weird me out. You know, people are able to say, yeah, I'm very happy with life. There's nothing wrong in this world. Because they always are like, you know, people are great. It's like, God, what world do you live in? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, I mean, I can genuinely say I'm not happy all the time, but I do see more positive in people than negative.
Yeah.
And I would go so far as to say is that a lot of people are great.
Sure. There are a sufficient amount of great people.
Yeah. But I also could, it's very easy to use those things as a way to seem better than. Yeah. Like, I don't see anything wrong with people. I'm so great.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm just so happy all the time.
Ugh, gross.
Like, what are you implying that, like, that my negativity is
Maybe they're empaths and they can feel your negativity and they're just trying to deflect and trying to reassure themselves that they're happy all the time.
Well,
and
they're trying to make you happy.
They're hoping that you are secretly an empath too and you'll catch on their positive vibes. And, you know, they're always dumb in that the more, if you give, fill me with positive, your positive vibes, I'm going to repel that with more negative energy. And I'm just going to feel worse. And this is all your fault now? And who do you, like, what kind of a, you know, what kind of a human being would do that? A happy one. Why? Why would you, if you're so happy, why are you shoving that here against me knowing that I'm going to react this way?
I'm happy because I know who to cut out of my life. Negative people.
Negative people. And they just cut out everyone. And you never, and like, if the everyone's a negative person in your life, you are the average of the five people you hang out with most. So if everyone around you is awful, I'm going to guess there's five of them. And you are probably also a negative person.
Mm.
And maybe you should cut yourself out of your life and just try, like, meditating.
Did I ever...
Discovering the power of now.
Yeah.
Be the observer.
Yeah, exactly. You can win every time.
Yeah, no self.
Exactly. It's so hard for people to take themselves out of being decent, you know? Like, okay, every time you do anything, you're there. You're doing it.
Yeah, you're there doing it right now.
But I think the most realistic version of altruism is to just do something decent for somebody else because it's the right thing to do and not expect them to react one way or the other. And just know that... And not just know that you did a decent thing, and that's good, and that will make you holistically satisfied. But it's not about them saying thank you, or about you showing that the world that you did something.
And it's not even about you doing a nice thing for other people because you should do nice things for other people. The greatest lessons I ever learned, I learned from Frozen and Frozen 2 in the main songs. Because Let It Go, that was great. Like, let it go. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, the big song was Do the Next Right Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let it go and do the next right thing. And you should do usually the next right thing will benefit or will help other people out. And you should do it because it's a thing to do, not even because you're helping someone, just because you do it because it's right. And you do it because it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any problems, let them go and do the next right thing.
In our society, though, we're so conditioned to be self-centered that it's hard for us to imagine doing something good that doesn't involve everybody seeing how good of a person you are.
Because you want credit for it. You want to count how many good things you've done in a day.
But if you don't make it about that, you get a much richer reward.
Yeah, just life.
Yeah.
In the best way.
Yeah.
Because once you tell everyone about something you've done or are planning on doing, your reward. You got your reward right there. And guess what? There's nothing else coming for you.
Yeah.
Whereas karma is real. And I hate karma. I hate the word karma. But because it's just cause and effect. But if you do good things that seemingly have no reward, and you don't see a reward, one's coming. And the more, like, if your reward is that everyone gets to see it, that's kind of a garbage reward.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Because it won't, you'll just be crave, you won't be, you, that emptiness won't be filled. You'll just, and you'll just...
Yeah, people will see that you've done a nice thing. In the moment, they'll be like, that's pretty cool. And you know what they'll do? Forget about it. Because they're not thinking about you.
No.
They don't care. Yeah. Sure, you did that nice thing once. I saw it. Great. Wonderful. Whereas if you just do it about all the right things, all the good things, live the good life.
Yeah.
And no, and it, you know, and there's no tree, and you know, if you fall in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, then you're going to have a great life.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that makes sense.
Oh, it makes so much sense. We are the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Mike.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't cat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're a hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a sin, my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't cat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want.
You miss us?
We're back. Guess who's here? Two princes. I think it's funny. Eminem was at a football game.
Yeah.
And then I saw another. I think it was a different game, but it might have been later on in the game. And it looked like he was the coach all of a sudden now.
Wow.
I think Eminem would be a good football coach.
Maybe. I wonder if he knows the game.
I don't know.
I mean, I know he knows the rap game.
Yeah. That was great when there was a game in Kansas City where it was as cold as it is here.
Yeah.
And they were playing Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see what happened to Patrick Mahomes or whatever?
No, whatever.
He got
his helmet broke.
Yeah, his helmet just broke. It's like, that's not safe.
No.
And he kept playing.
He's the best.
And people kept being like, great, that's awesome that he keeps playing. It's like, what about this concussion protocol thing that you're supposed to be doing?
He's a hero.
A hero. He's taking concussion protocol and just spitting in its face.
Like, yeah, nobody listened to Will Smith when he was talking about concussions.
Nope. But he knew. Getting jiggy with it was all about how loopy your life can be when you have a concussion.
Yeah.
CTE, baby. I don't know what CTE means. But I think that's concussion traumatic effect. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds right, but it also sounds very wrong.
I do question these things, like how it's so profitable to keep these guys playing, even though they could be slowly deteriorating mentally.
I mean, they pay them enough in the 10 years of their life doing these things,
mm-hmm.
doing these death wishes, basically. That is like, you know, is that worse than 40? Like, is it worse to get 10 years of, like, focused mental destruction and receive compensation that will set you and everyone you'll ever meet or everyone who will ever be in your line for the rest of their lives? Or is it better to just suffer with mild mental degradation for 50 years, making a pittance?
And just be able to tell everybody you were pretty good at high school football.
Yeah, just be, yeah, and you know, and just make a small amount that none of your family, like, that hopefully you'll leave a house to your children.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you know any of these, like, reliving the glory years people? Do you know what I mean? Like, all they want to do is just tell stories about when their life was at its peak.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. And that was, yeah, people want to tell stories. And unfortunately, some people have lost the ability to really tell new stories.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's because they live such a content life.
That nothing happens.
That nothing really matters. Like, I mean, I appreciate that more, living in the olden days, than like talking about your elf on the shelf at family gatherings during Christmas time.
What?
Or talking about the pumpkin pie you bought at Costco, which, to be fair, Costco pumpkin pie is hot fire.
Yeah.
It is amazing, but it's not worth a story. I'd rather hear about the time you and your friends stole a truck and crashed into a mermaid or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a much better story
mm-hmm.
than, or, huh, the elf on the shelf was on the tree today.
And what is that?
Oh, so elf on the shelf, it was a thing.
Well, I know there's like, if this is an elf on the shelf, this is this.
Yeah, well, elf on the shelf, I don't know when it became a thing a few years ago, and parents would say that the elf works for Santa, and he's watching the kids, and if the kids misbehave, he's going to call Santa and tell them all about their misbehavior, so you better be good, because the elf on the shelf is always watching, and parents always, every night, they have to move the elf to a different spot to make it look like the elf is a living being.
Mm.
And like some parents, I mean, it's a fine little game for children, I guess. But like there are parents who like talk about it and like are verbally as excited about talking to other parents about their elf on the shelf adventures.
I'm going to break into people's houses and move the shelf to a different place so they think that...
Oh, so the parents think that it's...
That it's maybe... That it actually is real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'll freak them right out.
Yeah. I think that that's a very good justification to break into somebody's house.
Yeah.
To create a mystical Christmas experience.
For all.
For all.
For all.
Did you move the shelf, elf? No.
No.
And then they'll, like... break down in front of their kids and be like, and their kids will find out, wait, they were faking this for us, but then
now it's real. Yeah.
And it was just me.
Yeah.
And I also made off with a few of their diamond rings and watches and things.
Yeah.
Just show up with a Rolex next time. I don't really get the whole watch thing.
I mean, at this point, I mean, watches, they used to be necessary.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a watch, you didn't know what time it was.
So because they're unnecessary, they can only be a status thing now, I guess.
And, like, they really should, like... I mean, and sometimes I've looked at watches, and
yeah,
I'm like,
sure.
I would like to buy a watch. That'd be cool to buy a really nice...
Mm-hmm.
I'd want, like, a sapphire watch or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, they're like... They sell watches for, like, $1,300.
Yeah.
There's probably even more. I'm probably looking at a low-end watch. And then it's like, well, I mean, I have a phone. I don't need a watch. So, so it's just a status thing now, which just looks really... To me, that looks really dumb. It used to be like, yeah, ooh, you got a nice watch, and you can tell the time with it. That's great. It serves a purpose.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't.
I think a cool vintage watch is sort of neat.
That's neat. I like watches aesthetically.
You know, it's funny, people have, like, an iWatch or whatever.
Oh, those are dumb.
Yeah. I can understand the Fitbit, because, like, you know, it's...
Yeah, tracking your steps.
And, if you're running, you have it on, and you don't have to have a phone with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, any escape from your phone is a nice thing.
And it gives you a reason to, it's good to know see the tangible, because like running, walking, doing all these things, you don't really see it. You don't know exactly, unless you do the thing and have a Fitbit, you don't know how many steps you've taken.
Yeah, and then you're in a race against yourself.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the best race you can do. Yeah. But I think that they could start inventing more smart things and people could start looking even more and more ridiculous. Like they did have those Google Glass things, and those looked stupid.
Yeah.
But people thought that they were cool because it was a new thing. Mm-hmm. Like they could invent like a smart headlamp. You know those headlamps people get for camping?
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone's just walking around with one of those all the time. And because it's their device and people are so into their devices and they don't care how annoying they are to other people because it's their personal thing. Like they could just be shining a bright light in everybody's eyes, but it's also telling the time, and like you could access some kind of app.
It could like project YouTube in front of you so you don't have to touch your phone when you're watching your YouTube while walking.
Yeah, it'll project YouTube onto other people's faces.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're walking behind someone. It's a perfect...
Yeah.
Their back is a perfect screen.
Yeah.
And then they move, and it's like, excuse me, could you keep walking where you were walking?
Yeah.
I had a perfect visual.
You kind of waddle a little bit. If you could, like, walk in a straight line, that'd be really nice.
Can you walk better?
You should gain, like, 10 pounds so I have a bigger screen.
But then you accidentally made them have a better walking style?
Yeah. Hey, that's the benefit of just doing a good thing, because it's a good thing to do.
For yourself,
and not letting everyone know and not trying to seek any reward other than,
I'm trying to watch YouTube on my smart headlamp.
Yeah, that's great. And that's a crazy good reward, getting to watch really good YouTube.
They should have smart fire logs. Like, when the fire's getting beyond optimal temperature, it just starts going, too hot, too hot, too hot.
Yeah.
Smart frisbee. It'd be cool frisbee. If
it can turn the fire down.
They need a smart yo-yo.
Yeah.
Because yo-yos are slick.
Yeah.
But they're not smart.
No. Yo-yos are so dumb.
Yeah. It's funny the word smart applied to something that, I guess it's meaning that it's thinking for us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Cool. Smart wrench.
Oh, yeah. I think they have, like, self-screwing wrenches now. What do you do with a wrench? Do you screw it?
You hit a trigger and it goes...
That's a drill.
Oh, yeah, that's a drill.
I thought you were the handyman here. Because I know it's not me. The wrench is a turny thing.
I have this sinking feeling that I'm never going to organize the tools that I've acquired.
Why not?
It's just too, like, I organize them a little bit, and then they get disheveled again.
Oh. How long does it take to organize it?
I only did once, and I only did about half.
Oh.
It took a long time. It's one of those things that if I actually did it, it wouldn't take long at all.
Oh.
It's just a daunting task I don't want to do.
Yeah. Then if you do it, and you do it fully, then it's done. You never have to worry about it again.
What I really want to do is just sort of
do the next right
convenient, yeah, a convenient version of it, which is what I was trying to do. Where like all the, it's not like they're all in spots or like in the toolbox. Yeah. There's just like this is a bucket full of these things. This is a bucket full of these things. Mm-hmm. And I tried to do that, but everything's in the way.
Do you have doubles of things that should probably be gone?
Yeah.
You should Marie Kondo your tools.
Yeah.
Just you should, you know. If you do that once, spend like 20 minutes. What else are you going to do for 20 minutes? Love yourself? Maybe. I mean, I hope you love yourself for the entire day. Maybe you'll need 3 showers.
It's not always
day.
That easy, but actually, I don't feel the need to shower all that often. I think if I loved myself less, I would shower more.
Yeah.
Nothing, no slight on you. Just.
Well, my love's messy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
It's okay. It usually should be that way a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, your humans were messy.
Yeah. So now we've got my messy love is going to last forever now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever going to change, and it's going to be great.
We're the two princes on CKEW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Michael. Do you like Celine Dion?
No. Kind of. Not anything lately. But, like, you know, It's All Come Back to Me Now. That was a banger.
Yeah.
What other ones? I mean, Not My Heart Will Go On. That song was the worst thing that happened to music.
Oh, I love it.
I hated it. It stole the Oscar from Elliot Smith. Oh, no, it wasn't in that year. Was it in that year?
Elliot Smith, I think he won the next year for Miss Misery.
Yeah. Oh, he did win.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's great.
From the Good Will Hunting soundtrack.
Yeah. Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Have you seen Poor Things yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's
I know I'm supposed to.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Migration the other day.
What's that?
It's cute. It's about birds. It's about these geese who are ducks who are
geese who are ducks.
These ducks, they're ducks. They're not geese. They're ducks, and they decide to migrate to Jamaica.
Oh,
for the winter, because usually they just stay in their pond. And
really?
Yeah, because it's safe in the pond.
Oh, so they don't usually do this?
No, these ducks anyway, because the dad's very afraid. It's got that Nanjani person.
Is this a... Oh, yeah. Is that a... Kumail Nanjiani?
Kumail Nanjiani.
From Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
Is it a documentary?
It's a Well, yeah, it's a documentary.
I just had to.
Yeah, I mean, all films are documentaries, and this is a documentary.
Yeah. I like documentaries, especially about nice things like animals doing fun stuff.
Yeah. Like A Bug's Life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for the new Feelings documentary coming out in June, Inside Out 2.
Oh, yeah. Inside Out was the Inside the Body one, right?
Mm-hmm. Now we're dealing with all the other feelings.
Oh, so you're going to be able to relate to that because of your newfound messy love.
Yeah. Like anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Stout. The tagline is "Feel everything this June."
Yeah, everything's about feelings.
Yeah,
it's funny that like you gotta take a good thing like feelings and then everybody's aware that feelings are important and then somebody's like, how can we make money off of this?
Mm-hmm. And then you have the self help, the wellness game.
Yeah. And then you hear a song on the radio, and it's like, songwriter X was dealing with a hard breakup, and they went climbing on a mountain, and then they saw a bird, and it hadn't gotten to go for its migration with the other ducks to the Jamaica place, mm-hmm. and it was very sad, and then they formed a bond with this bird, and then they decided to bring it along with them. And this song is called I hate you because I'm not going to know what I'm doing about this thing that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's a 7-minute introduction for a 3-minute song. Man, Panic at the Disco, I don't know about those guys.
You don't know about Panic at the Disco?
Man, that, I write Sins Not Tragedies, it's the greatest song ever.
When Zoe, we were watching some videos when she was young, she liked them, and then we watched some of their videos, and like, yeah, that song's okay, but like, you watch it, you hear enough of the songs, and it really is just him going... Yeah. And then... The only one that I thought was kind of decent was probably their worst song, which is 9 in the Afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that song sucks.
Yeah.
That song was not good.
I guess I kind of liked it because that was in their psychedelic phase.
Yeah, they were really into they were trying to make a Beatles album at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
That was there. And it was just like, well, it kind of...
Yeah, they were wearing paisley shirts and stuff.
Their other album was infinitely more interesting.
Have you ever watched the video for 9 in the Afternoon?
No.
Oh, there's some great clips. He's like in a bedroom and it goes in a fast motion. And at one point he kind of like rolls into the camera. And
whoa.
Yeah.
It's neat. Good old filmmaking, music videos.
What's that guy's name? Ewan McGregor? No.
What is his name?
I knew it the other day.
Patrick Dempsey?
No. Sky Robertson?
I think so. Robbie Robertson's nephew, Sky.
That is the kind of name a nephew of Robbie Robertson would have.
Like, they were born Sky as a female, but then they decided to transition. They decided to transition, because transitioning's a choice.
Yeah.
And they decided to transition to a female Sky.
Oh.
Or male Sky, sorry.
That would be a good name if you wanted to transition. If you're, because Sky, I think... Is the feminine spelled with an E at the end, or is it?
I mean, either way. I know one who's not spelled with an E at the end.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good name. That's a very good non-binary name, right there, Sky. Because the sky is not a gender.
No,
it's just clouds.
It's clouds,
and sometimes it rains.
Yeah,
and we all sweat.
Yeah,
we all feel the heat.
Yeah,
you know
all things. Well, things must pass, but you shall not.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All things shall not pass.
Why did you say transitioning is a choice? Are there people that...
I'm just lying. I don't actually believe that transitioning is a choice.
Oh. I just don't understand. Well, I mean,
or I guess you can choose to transition or just
right. Okay, live with no. I know dysphoria. I know what you're saying. So it's like people. If people that well, I mean, it is something that you have to decide to go through with.
Yeah.
But for people who go through with that, you're saying that it's something that they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
that makes sense. Like, yeah.
I'm not implying. I was just being a little dick.
Oh, okay.
I
just wasn't sure what you meant.
Yeah. I mean,
I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, did you ever see that guy that was, there's that video of that guy that he was gay and then he went through the pray away the gay.
Yeah.
And then he's in church and he's like, I'm not gay. I love women. I love female vagina women or something like that.
Yes.
And then later on, a few years later, he was like, yeah, I was super gay. I love that one.
Yeah.
So people just, I don't know, do whatever you feel is right for you.
Yeah, love whatever. Or don't love whatever. Let's be
and
real.
It's real. It's also like I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Wherever you want to do, whatever you want to do with your wing, or your whatever whatever you have, however you want to use that, however you want to be amorous towards whatever you want to be amorous towards, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's cool. And however you feel comfortable in this world. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about you. Bye.
I just care about if you care about seeing me do good things for other people.
As long as you are there to witness it, then you are perfect the way you are.
Yeah.
Just the way Satan made you.
Yeah, hail Satan.
Hail Satan. We're the Two Princes on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Nightmare Satan.
Seen all this, like, I don't know. I don't particularly think Lil Nas X has good music.
No, definitely not.
But, like, he's really milking, you know...
his sexuality?
Not his sexuality now. It's more about religious symbolism.
Oh, what you doing now?
Well, there was a devil one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that man shared that song that was crap.
And now there's a one where he's Jesus now.
Oh, good.
Like, I saw footage of it.
Kanye route.
People were pulling up his, he was on a cross and people were pulling
that
it up.
That stuff is weird, man.
I'm not offended. I'm not offended for religious reasons. I'm offended for musical reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rarely, post anything, write a comment on anything.
Yeah.
But I saw all these people talking about him and all this stuff, all this, like, they weren't talking at all about the music.
Yeah.
And I just said, is the music good? And yeah. I shut everybody up because nobody responded to me.
Yeah.
I've been into a few comment wars on YouTube mostly. Yeah. And I just try to stay out of it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask that simple question. If nobody noticed it, great. If somebody thought, wait a second, yeah, what are we talking about here? Great. If the most likely thing happened, a bunch of people read it and didn't care.
Yeah.
Great.
Great. Perfect.
I'm not important.
No.
Nothing I have to say in a comment section is going to change anybody's ways.
Nope. And that's just the way it is.
And I can bow out and look at everybody from my tower.
Yeah, your tower of ivory. Your ebony tower.
Ebony and ivory.
Ebony and ivory.
See, now I do like Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Very, very much. But I can agree that that's not a great song.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even he hates that song.
I hope so. I mean, I'd have a little bit more respect for him if he does.
Yeah.
But not that much. Because everyone, that doesn't make him special. The fact that you, Paul McCartney, hate your song is not a big deal. A lot of people hate your songs, Paul McCartney. Your songs.
Mm.
Not your half songs that were really written by John.
It was half and half. Anyways, we don't need to get into
this. They wrote half the songs. Like, I know there's a lot of Paul McCartney songs, too.
Yeah.
That have the Lennon-McCartney name. That John Lennon got some half credit or probably responsibility for.
I think they made each other better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Musically.
But their life. Just kidding. The Beatles had a good life.
Yeah. I like...
Then they ended and John died. Coincidence?
I don't think so, man.
I know. It's amazing how...
Well, yeah.
He died of a broken heart and a gunshot wound.
I think... Are you saying Paul McCartney had him assassinated?
I mean, I never considered that. I was just thinking that, you know, sometimes you, like, when you're with someone long enough and then they, that ends. Or, like, if you're married for a long time and then your wife dies, you're going to go, like, shortly after.
If you're very old.
Even if, you know, even if you're not. Usually once you lose your life partner, your life is soon to follow. And John Lennon lost his life partner in Paul, and once that ended, he was whisked away to Neverland.
He was actually doing great. He was at the best. He was like feeling it the most.
Then why did he die? If life was so good without Paul McCartney, why didn't he keep living?
They were
living?
Still friends.
Were they, though? Or did Paul have him assassinated?
No, I think Courtney Love did it.
Courtney Love did everything. Oh, and it was the 80s, too. No, it was 1980.
Yeah, but she was in the Sid and Nancy movie.
Yeah. At that time?
When did that one come out?
I don't know.
She did it.
Courtney! First John. Oh, she killed John to pave the way for her
just to feel a little less shitty about killing Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a big fan of John Lennon.
Huge fan of John Lennon. Yeah. The only reason why he would double his vocals is because they told him that John Lennon doubled his vocals.
I know.
He was like, but I want to be lazy. It's like, no.
No, he just had these skewed ideas about being a punk rocker.
Punk aesthetic, yeah.
But, you know, you when you're young...
Yeah, you believe that you have to. It has to be
a certain
bad thing. Is raw. You change poor sound, poor quality into raw quality.
See, this is a type of. I'm a huge fan of Nirvana. I think Kurt Cobain's a brilliant songwriter.
Oh, but Nirvana's great.
But I like these. I like these producer people who like Butch Vig. You know, he used. He manipulated him, for his own good.
Yeah.
Truly, because also like the
you can sound like crap, or you can have the biggest song of all time.
And like the guitar sounds on that record are huge. And he would say, "Okay, Kurt, that was good, but let's try another take."
Yeah.
And what he was actually doing was just switching to a different amp
and
layering another guitar on top. Yeah. So they have like six or seven guitars, and it's just massive. And everybody was happy about it in the end. Mm-hmm. But it was easier to. Put it that way.
Yeah, and you just tell them that he forgot to hit record.
And it turns out they didn't record any of it. It's just so epic that it lives in our imagination. Yeah. It's not even a physical copy.
No.
That's the kind of
it's
music
just collective
I want to
memory.
Make. Yeah. Just drill it into everybody's heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the headlamp, smart headlamp that comes with my discography. And then on the back, there's a magnet, a reverse magnet that drills it into your head. So all day long, you're just hearing my stuff in your head.
Nice.
You don't know where it came from.
Great.
And that's manipulating people for their own good because they need this.
They need your music in their head.
Yeah.
And they don't need, because nowadays, nobody's going to think to do it. No one's going to put it on. We're just going to listen to our Discover Weekly and listen to the same algorithmic stuff that we always do.
I saw this guy that was like, I can't forgive you two for the iPod stunt.
Oh, fuck off.
If you're not going to want to forgive you two, don't do it for that.
Who cares that you had to deal with 47 megabytes of data on your phone? Not data, sorry, of storage on your phone. You could delete it. Who cares? Everyone should do it. But, they were like, we're not even going to worry about making money on it because Apple's going to pay us. And, like, don't blame U2. U2 didn't put it on the phone. Blame Apple. Apple put it on the phone.
Yeah.
U2 didn't do it. I'm sure U2 didn't even go to Apple and be like, hey, you should put our album on your phone.
I mean...
Automatically.
you two wanted Apple to change it so there were two bites out of the apple.
Yeah.
But they couldn't have, they couldn't do that. They didn't have enough power wielding to, you know. So.
I mean, Steve Jobs is an icon that even Bono can't.
No, he can't reach job status. No.
Bono can't even have job status.
Steve Jobs didn't even have a job.
No.
He just said stuff.
Yeah, he just said stuff and made money. He ran Pixar when it was good. Mm-hmm. Everything got worse when Steve Jobs died.
Yeah, man. Why did he have to be a fruitarian?
Yeah, just eat a regular diet, like a good
person.
Like,
you could be a vegetarian or even a vegan, you can do okay. But if all you eat is fruit, and apparently he smelled really bad, too. Yeah, it's like, it's just fruit. And, like, it's much better to eat, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 pieces of fruit in a day than drink 2 glasses of apple juice.
Yeah.
Or whatever, because of the sugar. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. If you're drinking you might as well just drink Pepsi. Like, yes, of course, there's some vitamins in the apple juice, and it's, like, natural sugar. But it's still a ton of sugar.
Yeah.
But think about the amount of calories you... To maintain the amount of calories that you need to function. What does an apple have? Like, 50 to 100 calories or something? Yeah. A person needs 2,000 calories, especially Steve Jobs, who's just screaming all day. That takes a lot of calories.
Yeah.
He's eating like 100 apples a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of sugar in that,
it
exploded his pancreas, and now U2 doesn't get to foist their albums onto our iPads anymore.
And if there's one thing I want on my iPad is an iPod is a new U2 album. The new U2 album.
It's a falling situation when all eyes are turned in. And the love isn't flowing the way it could have been. You brought it all on, oh, but it feels so. It's a sad communication with little reason to believe. When one isn't giving and one pretends to receive, you brought it all. So good on the love floor.
They have just micro records, you know what I mean? Like, vinyls are all cool again now because they sound awesome and people love them and it's fun to collect, but like, you'd think they could make the needle grooves way smaller and just have like a hip, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the size of a mini disc or something.
Have a Walkman that's a record player,
have a needle on each side.
Yeah, that'd be a thing.
Where's the Woz to pitch this to? Figure it out, Woz.
Wazzy. Because vinyl's better. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's like, that's so many people are into things for the aesthetic, right? It's like...
Now, is it the vinyl that's better? Or is the fact that you have to spend like $500 to get a decent sound system for it?
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Like you're in love with the idea.
Yeah.
I do... Okay, but it's...
Because, like, there's record players now that you can plug into your computer. Do they sound better?
Well, you plug it in to upload the stuff. If you want to take your... Like, there's no point in taking your vinyl and, like... Unless you have, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of records and, like, rare stuff, and you want to have easy access to it. But if it... But for the sound quality, it's much better to just play it off the record player. And yeah, a really good system with great speakers, a great amp, and a good turntable with a good needle and a clean record. The hissing and the skips and stuff comes from when there's dirt. You know what I mean? Like that, there's just a warmth about it. Like, and I'm serious, it sounds really, really great.
But what if you spent all the same amount of money that you spend on these crazy sound systems that you have to do? I know that nowadays you can get them all for free, but back in the day when vinyl was like, you know, into the 90s, like, your speaker system, if you got it all, probably would have cost you $1,200?
I don't know. Probably.
And, like, how much is a CD player? Even back then, it was, like, $150 for a 6 CD player. And it's like, now, is that better because of the actual difference between vinyl and...
CDs sound really good too.
Vinyl and digital? Or is it because you spent $1,200 on a sound system?
I think for people who are really, really into it, it's a combination of these things. Like, there are audiophiles out there.
But that's just philosophy. But what is the actual reason?
Well, part of it is the ritual of it, right? Like, it's more special.
So it's just psychosomatic.
No, there is something about how it sounds.
I'm going to just print out big posters, big record case size posters of my favorite albums, put them in a thing, and then pretend to put them on, you know, maybe have a plastic, like, figure out how to make my own vinyl out of just construction paper.
I think there's...
Put it on these things, and then just play it off of Spotify, and let's see if we see the difference.
No, I mean... I think the great thing about music is you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it in all forms. But I do think records sound great.
Yeah, because you have...
Yeah. But this didn't, like... I don't know. I got the amp given to me.
I know that you didn't drop amounts of money on
the turntable. Is maybe $90.
Yeah.
I actually gave it to Jane as a birthday present once, but she couldn't bring it with her, so she just said I could have it. Nice. But I put a couple $100. I've actually put a few $100 into fixing these things.
Holy.
And then the speakers were $80, so I probably dropped about $500 on this stuff. So, but it's worth it, man. I don't know. I think they sound great. And
I'm sure they do.
And I get to like go through the records and say, like, this is what I want to hear.
Yeah, that's nice.
And even if it's something that isn't that great, it's something I'd never hear because you get some rare ones. But it's not like I'm better than you because I listen to some records sometimes.
No.
And I don't... It's actually more enjoyable, going back to that whole thing about needing to be seen. It's more enjoyable for me if it's just for me and like, I like the way it sounds. I like the way it looks. Mm-hmm. I like having the record in my hand. I think it was recorded. It's its purest form too. It's like, this is, because all the best music was recorded when vinyl was all the rage, and shit, vinyl's all the rage again. So yeah. I could say all the best music is from any time you want it to be, mm-hmm. but
except for now that vinyl's the rage, all the rage. I can tell you the best music is not really coming out lately.
Yeah. So what is that saying?
Yeah.
I think that musical recording technology, in terms of being able to capture like a pure artistic vision, I think the height it was reached like between the late 60s and the early 80s, and like that's when everybody was buying records. So if you can find a record from that era that's in good shape and you have a nice system, you hear it just the way it was meant to be heard. Mm-hmm. The only better you could do is if you had the master tapes and you were sitting in a giant studio listening to it,
yeah.
which would be insane. But
yeah.
I'm not going to get to do that.
No.
That being said, I can enjoy music from any source.
Yeah.
I do like CDs.
Yeah.
I think they sound really good. I don't think MP3s sound as good.
No.
Like, it's known that they're lower quality.
Yeah. Designed that way, or not designed that way, but it's also that they can take up less space.
And like, yeah, so like from the all across the board, the quality is less cared for in this day and age, because like people will just play stuff off their phone a lot of the time, just because it makes them feel cool walking down the street, showing everybody this trap beat.
Yeah, please put on in headphones. Like, please.
What is with that?
Like, it's no longer a thing where you just walk around with your giant boombox on your shoulder, which is what this is now when you're doing it with your phone.
At least the boombox had nice speakers.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody wants to hear your phone speakers.
At least the stuff they were listening to was hard, man.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, Public Enemy and stuff yeah. like that.
I don't want to hear your garbage.
Or like the message from Funkmaster.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Grandmaster Flash. Don't push me, because I'm close to
that song's amazing. Edge. Like, and yeah. you know, maybe I'm just romanticizing it. Maybe I would have been
that song
a crusty,
was great.
But maybe I would have been a crusty curmudgeon at the time too, seeing somebody walking around with one of those. Yeah. Yeah.
But usually they're doing it in parks where they're all like-minded people. They're not, I like to think, they're not usually just walking down the street forcing everyone to hear this thing with their noise pollution.
But at least there was like a legitimate protest behind it.
Yeah.
Just, I think nowadays it's just like the protest is you're in my space and I need to show you that I'm here.
Yeah. I am here, so deal with it.
And I'm not even in your space. I'm like 40 feet away.
Yeah.
I didn't choose to be a part of this.
This is awful. Leave me alone, please.
But the boombox thing would probably be pretty annoying too.
Yeah, I'd find that horrible. But
it's just cool because it's romanticized.
Yeah, it look cool and white men can't jump.
And breakdancing is in the Olympics now.
That's so great. Lilu!
And we are the Two Princes on CKEW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I am Chris.
I'm Micah.
Ride, white flatline highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein. With nothing to gain except killing your brain. Snow. And now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low. I need some one-on-one, baby. Baby. A million magic crystals, painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars, almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it. Free. Baby, get higher, baby, get higher, baby, and don't ever come down.
Free base.
Don't you get too high? Don't you get too high, baby?
Turn you on.
You really turn me on and on.
'Cause you gotta come down.
My temperature is rising.
When the thrill is gone.
No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes. Athletes rejected, governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock.
But we could very well just be conflating.
We're just trying to figure out if there's anybody named Funkmaster Flex. If that's true, you can email... What is our email?
TwoPrincesRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
It's TWO, Princes Radio.
Do you have access to that?
I'll try to refind it.
What if we have all these...
Didn't you get it?
I got back into Crawband.
Oh, Crawband, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now when I open up my computer, it's on there.
Nice.
But I can get to my other account, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been here, I was going to say pontificating. I'm not even sure what that word means.
It's accurate.
Yeah.
It's kind of like preaching or being all high and mighty.
Or doesn't it just mean like talking about high concepts or something? Or just like going on about stuff?
You know, it goes well with the word pretentious.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretentious sounding word.
Yeah, to pontificate is very pretentious.
But it's almost pretentious that I said I didn't know what it means, but yeah. I used it anyways. But yeah,
the bees.
What do you have planned for this fine evening?
Either going to practice with Homer S. Thompson for our show tomorrow, Thursday. Or I'm going to sleep. Or I'm going to convince someone I love to come hang out with me.
I don't think you have to do any convincing, man. It sounds like it'll just happen.
It'll just kind of happen.
You were just about to say they're obsessed with you?
No, we're obsessed with each other.
Just...
It's a self-obsession.
Okay, okay.
Because I love me so much.
Good. Just, I got nothing to say. You know, it's like...
Nothing can go wrong.
You want to inflict positivity into the world without giving advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I should definitely not use words like obsessed.
Yeah. But maybe you need to just get it out of your system.
I have a feeling that eventually it'll slow down.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll have to get back to life.
I'm not talking about the relationship. I'm just talking about using words like obsession.
Obsession, yeah. I just know that I'm obsessed.
Obsession with Calvin Klein.
Obsession.
Did you see this new... there's like this new type of cologne that guys can wear that makes women crazy?
No. Is it called Possession?
I think so. It's like developed by scientists. It's got pheromone X in it or something like that.
And like it just drives them insane?
Yeah, they're like...
Or they make some...
It makes them just want you so much.
Oh, okay. So it's like lavender or something.
Oh, I love the smell of
lavender. It's got like sheep pheromone or something because women love sheep. That's what I've heard. Growing up in Ireland.
Yeah.
Sheep.
Until you're until that becomes boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fine balance. You know, you want to stand up for yourself, but also, if you're a jerk, just apologize.
Yeah, just accept your responsibility and be sorry.
Yeah.
You sorry sack.
Sack of crap.
Yeah, you crap sack. The crap sack. Yeah,
and the
voyage.
Only double down that counts is that chicken bun sandwich.
Yes.
Did you ever have one?
Yes, that was so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you what doubling down gets you.
Yeah.
A sandwich where the buns are chicken pieces.
Yeah.
And it just has some bacon in the middle.
Yeah, some cheese slices that they look like they're off-brand cheese slices.
Yeah.
And then some really poorly done bacon.
Yeah.
And sauce that is unappealing.
So this really is the trouble with the world.
Yeah. KFC double down.
Yeah.
Which I think is coming back, or I hope is coming back.
Kentucky Fried Cobra.
Kentucky Fried Cobra.
Kentucky Fried Cobra. Oh, I like saying cobra like that. Cobra. 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 Cobra.
We'll miss you all.
We'll miss you so much.
Go find the double down at your local KFC.
And if they don't have it, demand that they...
Then bring it back.
Bring it back. And don't leave or stop until they do. And then you will know that you did the right thing that day.
Keep harassing that minimum wage worker who just wants to get through their day until they bring it back.
And you know what? When they say no, what are you going to do?
Complain.
Exactly. We are the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
My name is Chris.
I'm Micah. Farewell.
Say something.
Something.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? but something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Jones. You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax deductible charity organization. Ah, you've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back. Thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? See this one-eyed midget shouting the word now, and you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, you walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Hi, this is Death Cassette wishing CKUW 95.